You're listening to SBS News.
German migrant Aaron Wilhelm has lived in Australia for almost 6 years. But with strong connections to his home country, he's concerned about the up.
I will vote for the Greens, the Green Party in Germany, because environmental issues are important to me. It gets more important if you see parts of the world being flooded or on fire.
The July floods were Germany's deadliest natural disaster since the 1960s and cemented climate change as a firm election topic. According to the German ambassador to Australia, Thomas Fitchen, the environment is a cross-party political issue.
For political parties in Germany, it is not an issue of the protection of environment anymore. It is about how we transform our entire economy and society. Or to secure our prosperity in a modern, open and democratic society without ruining the planet at the same time.
After 16 years at the helm of Europe's largest economy, Chancellor Angela Merkel is stepping down. It's a move some experts say will have far-reaching effects. Gabrielle Suda is the Dean of New Business Accelerator at Federation University Australia.
Angela Merkel has undoubtedly served as a real stabilizing factor for Germany, but also for Europe and the European Union, and certainly beyond that. As of course, the EU is Australia's second largest trading partner and second largest source of foreign investment.
The latest German opinion polls suggest there are three main parties in contention to win enough seats to form a coalition government. There's the Christian Democratic Union, whose leader, Armin Laschet, has been touted as Angela Merkel's successor. Then there's the centre-left Social Democratic Party, led by Germany's finance minister, Olaf Scholz, and the Greens, led by Annalena Baerbock. German migrant Elsa Reuter plans to vote in this year's election.
This year, obviously, after Merkel not being available anymore, not being a candidate anymore, has really, really just disrupted the whole flow we had for the last 16 years in terms of who you're going to elect, has divided a little bit more the party spectrum, the politics there. So this is going to be very, very interesting. Germany essentially has to now recalibrate, so to speak.
Andreas Orm grew up in East Germany and migrated to Australia with his partner almost 30 years ago. While he says he would not vote for Chancellor Merkel's party, her open immigration policy in 2015, which welcomed thousands of refugees, is a decision he admired.
She said, you know, in German, she said, wir schaffen das. That means, you know, we can make it, we can, you know, deal with it. And Germany did.
It's a political sentiment which hits close to home for him.
Yeah, I'm a migrant myself, so of course I understand how these people feel. And as I said, they were in very desperate situations. I'm very proud that Angela Merkel did what she did at the time.
Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.